Kind, conscientious and a hard worker. That's how Owen Fraser describes his partner of 40 years, Kenneth McCall, who died yesterday during a police pursuit in Christchurch. Officers were chasing a car driven by a 17-year-old when it collided with Mr. McCall's vehicle in the suburb of Fendleton. He died in Christchurch Hospital before his partner could arrive. Logan Church met Owen today.
In the wee hours of Tuesday morning, Owen Fraser's world was turned upside down.
I received a phone call at about 3:45 in the morning that said that Kenneth had been involved in a horrible car crash, and if I could come to the hospital straight away. I asked them how he was, and they said, well, he's still breathing. And then when I got to the hospital, I was met by a policeman and a lady from the emergency department who took me through to a room. Then told me that he'd passed away.
Kenneth McCall was on the way to work at the Christchurch Hospital when he was hit. He would arrive in the city early for a shift to make sure he could get a car park. I met Owen at their Kai Poi home today. It's a beautifully restored building with a garden that he and Kenneth loved. They have lived in New Zealand for almost a decade and been together for 40 years. Pictures of the couple sit on top of a baby grand piano in the living room. What kind of a man was he?
Very kind. Would look after anybody. Very conscientious. Real hard worker, and got on with his team that he worked with, all the phlebotomists. He'd just do anything for people, and very outgoing, fairly artistic, read a lot of books. Both of us liked the gardening.
How did you guys meet?
Kenneth was born in Perth, and we met at a nightclub in Perth in 1979, 40 years ago. And then we moved back here to New Zealand, because I'm a New Zealander. We moved over start of 2010, just in time for the earthquakes.
The police were chasing a car through Papanui at about 4:00 yesterday morning, when the chased car collided with Kenneth McCall at the intersection of Idris and Glendovie Road. The police confirms the car they were chasing was driven by a 17-year-old. No one has been charged yet. But today, flowers sit at the sign of the intersection, on top of remaining pieces of glass from the wrecked cars. The roads are open and busy. You wouldn't have any idea that a tragedy occurred here yesterday. Some Cantabrians have expressed outrage at the police for choosing to chase a car that's ultimately hit and killed someone. But Owen says they are a necessary evil.
Police pursuits are necessary. Otherwise, the people would be just bloody writing on the... Just everything would be a riot out on the streets. They just do what they like. They have to be checked somehow.
Owen is spending today meeting with friends. It's still a shock.
I'm going okay, yeah. Yeah, slept fine all last night. Yeah, a couple of Panadol and I was fine. I haven't made any arrangements yet. But we'll be starting on that shortly.
Meanwhile, at Christchurch Hospital, the Canterbury DHB says it has 5 patients in its care following the crash. 3 are in a stable condition. In Christchurch, for Checkpoint, Logan Church.